Hello, guys. Welcome to episode 40 of Zion's Finest. This is going to be a pretty, stream of consciousness episode. It's currently 12:48 right now. We're in Minnesota, and we are just having a ton of fun in our Airbnb. World is tomorrow, and we are going to have just a little bit of a discussion. They had a warm-up tournament today, and we're going to talk about that. But first off, I had my twins on with me this morning. They were giving us all good luck, so we're going to turn it over to them, and then we'll turn it over to the episode. Thanks so much, guys. Good luck tomorrow. Okay, this is Kenny Brown, and I've got two very special guests.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Lily.
What's your name?
Lily.
Lily?
Yeah.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Sis?
Derek.
And what's your name?
Yeah.
Will?
Yeah.
Will, is it Willpower?
Yeah.
Are you guys twins?
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys, do you want to say good luck?
Yeah.
Say good luck.
Yeah.
Two. Okay. Everyone?
At?
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 Worlds.
Right.
Something going on.
Just released an episode of that.
That's it.
Like 40 minutes.
That's it.
Yep.
Hello and welcome to episode 40 of Zion's Finest. It is midnight in Minnesota, and we are all gathered around the board.
We can tell it's midnight by that introduction.
Yes.
Kenny.
That's right. We're a little tired, but we're having a ton of fun. Yeah. Okay, so this is what I want to do. There's four of us here. I'm joined by
Scott Nielsen,
Matt Richards,
JK.
Okay. So Matt and I flew in tonight. Late tonight.
One of those non-drunk episodes.
Yeah, we're not. We don't drink.
We're not drinking.
Yeah.
They did serve alcohol at the FFG Center, which is mind blowing being from Utah.
Yeah. I know. We're like, you can do that here?
Well, Gary Taylor in Pleasant Grove, Utah.
He is definitely.
Starts serving cocktails at a Black Fire.
Definitely not going to happen.
Okay, I would drink a cocktail named a Black Fire.
Yes.
This establishment is registered as a game center, not a
bar. I don't even think Utahans will get that joke.
Yeah. Everyone else is going to be like, yeah, of course it's a game.
Oh, yeah. What else? Okay, so, sorry for that. What I want is I want to have JK and Scott. So they showed up earlier today, and they were in the warm-up tournament. Let's just have a quick recap of that, very quick, and then let's talk about where we think the game is going to be tomorrow. Okay? Scott, you want to start us off?
Yeah. So we got in, made it to the store around, I want to say, 4-ish.
Something like that.
I was able to get 6 games in and sort of just get talking with some people and meet a lot of the listeners of this podcast and sort of get talking with people and shamelessly plug the podcast and gave away some tokens.
Yeah.
So, which we need to do tomorrow with some Gideon All Arts.
We also might have some Gideon All Arts for those fortunate enough to play us in games.
Yes. So, basically, some interesting matches. I played 3 different people just twice each. On a couple different maps. So I played Ryan, who's all the way here from Germany, though he's in the Air Force. He's American. He and his wife came here from Germany.
His last name starts with a K.
Yeah.
Kordka or something.
I couldn't have said it right then. I can't remember it right now.
Yeah.
But really,
cool guy.
Yeah, cool guy. He's like, I haven't played competitively in a year. And I was like, I literally couldn't tell. You're very good.
Yeah.
So he was running really interesting Luke Rangers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it was a standard Rangers list, but instead of Han, it had Luke.
We never saw it coming.
Yeah, we played 2 games.
Blast from the past.
That's right.
Yeah, right? We played 2 games of Mos Eisley. You guys know my Vader list. I did make a switch out with my Vader list. Shout out to Hassan and Ray for inspiring. Hey,
boo.
They're cool guys. We met them tonight.
Yeah, boo now more.
We know how bad they are. So through some cross training on my riots.
I love this idea.
Brought in some intel leak in exchange for brace and replaced overrun because it's just not as useful in the new maps.
Yep.
With Call of Vanguard, because Call of Vanguard is great, and we all know it's perfect and should be endless.
Stupid car.
Sure. First match we played, Luke came in, killed a bunch of Jets. Vader came in, hit him pretty hard. Hit Luke pretty hard, but Luke dodged twice.
Yeah, baby.
But Vader got up to 11 health, got him down to 11 damage.
That's crazy, that dodging twice. He still is taking that.
Right, because that was an end of round, an attack, and another attack.
With Unshakeable? Or with a parting blow?
With a parting blow.
Yeah.
And I was controlling objectives. Came in, and it came down, we were 32 points to 36 points.
Who was
I was 32 and he was 36.
Dick.
He shot a riot that had 4 damage on it.
Oh no.
With Hera and did no damage.
Oh man.
He then shot it with a ranger and did no damage.
Oh my gosh.
My riot came in, killed his Hera.
Oh boy.
Which had to deal 4 damage to her. He did 3 and then strain and he ran out of cards.
Oh man.
And then Vader came in and killed a full health ranger to put me up to 40.
That's insane.
Super close game. Second game we played, it was similar map. I'll kind of go quick. Basically, the rule of that game was play Son of Skywalker immediately after Luke's activation.
Absolutely.
Because if not, Scott will intelligence leak it out of your hand.
Oh, man.
And then Vader will come up and kill Luke in 2 attacks.
Oh, you got him in 2 attacks?
Mm-hmm.
The math on that is actually pretty hard.
It is. 8 damage with Vader against a white die. He's probably going to do more like 6.
Because especially with his innate, he's got a surge block or an evade.
Yeah.
An innate evade.
So you're just very rarely ever going to do it. He didn't roll super well, but also he did get, I will say he got force choked earlier in the game. So it was really only 13 damage. Second game I played against Daniel all the way from the UK. He was running traditional Han Rangers. We were playing on Uskru. He beat me both times.
Ooh.
Yeah, really good player. He had never played the map before. I made a pretty critical error in the first game in that I basically said, Han's going to shoot and move away from Vader, so I'm going to come in. I've got Parting Blow. I'm going to make 2 attacks on Han, maybe kill him. He's got 4 damage on him. I can do it.
Yeah. You can do that 1 attack, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Rolled the 1 attack, did enough damage. He on the lambed.
Yep.
I said, that's fine. He's planning on that. Parting Blow.
Yep.
He dodged that attack.
Ooh.
And I had Intelligence Leak and could have gotten rid of on the lamb.
Uh-huh.
And I said, should have let him on the lambed, or should have let him run off, got rid of on the lamb, and gone and killed 2 Rangers with Vader instead.
Yeah.
I think second game, it really...
And then at that point, after he on the land and gets away, does he shoot Vader and spring him down? Is that what he did, or did he just ignore
Vader? The riots, or the Rangers brought Vader down and then killed 2 of my Jets. So I had 2 Jets and,
yep,
like, a riot versus Han and 3 Rangers, so
yep,
I just conceded.
Yep.
Second game was way closer, kind of more of the same. It came down to, basically, Vader only did 4 damage, or 3 damage to a Ranger.
Okay.
Which cost me the game because he was able to kill my droids before they could score.
Yeah.
And then the final matchup I had was against Luke.
Sykes.
Luke Sykes from the UK, who is the UK champion.
Super cool. Yeah. Super good player.
Super good guy.
Yeah.
Like, just super nice guy. I really enjoyed talking to him and getting to know him. He was running double Weequay, Vinto, Onar, Claudite, Jabba.
Interesting.
And C-3PO.
Like, interesting scum hunters.
Yeah, really. So he would put 2 surges, surge tokens on Vinto.
Yeah, that's what
focus
he did.
Him.
Yeah, I think that's a great
idea. Dude took down a jet and weakened and strained another one. So what I was able to do was, in both games, I got some really good card combos. Hit planning. Second round, I pulled out fuel upgrade, Call the Vanguard and take initiative.
Stupid.
He negated the take initiative both games, but still gets rid of his negation.
Yeah, exactly.
My Jets took down 2 Weequays.
Oh, man.
Without dying. They had some damage on him, but he made a focus Weequay attack against a riot at a range of 8 and missed.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he rolled 3 ones.
The odds of that are so slim. Yeah.
I think it's 1 in 6.
Well, I mean, to roll, but not to get any surges for...
Well, he had surges,
uh-huh,
but he had 5... He can surge for 2 accuracy,
yeah,
but he rolled 5 accuracy.
Oh, because
that's the built-in.
Yeah.
So, and he re-rolled into 1 accuracy again, which is... It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. At that point, I mean, but...
Yeah. So, super unlikely. So, he wasted a focus weakly attack. Vader came up and parting blowed and attacked Onar and killed him in 1 activation.
That's stupid.
So, Onar didn't really do anything. And then, I mean, he shot at Vader a bunch, but Vader just... took it and killed a bunch of stuff, and then the Jets cleaned up.
If Onar goes down without taking a shot on Vader, if anything,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, second game was a lot closer. Vader came up. He killed one of the group of Weequays, and then my Jets kind of had to clean up. It came down to, like, he had 29 points. I had 35, and I was just able to run my stuff away and bring my droid in to score the final 6 points I needed. And those were my games.
That's awesome. JK, okay, give us a quick report.
Okay, so my first game I played, Jake... that guy Jake on the
Jake
forum.
Peterson.
Jake Peterson. Yep. We actually ran a complete mirror match. So IG double Weequays, et cetera, et cetera. Yep, the DT variant with R2 and Black Market.
Yep.
It was on Uzgru. I got initiative. I took the top side. We were playing the Courier Droid one, I believe.
Yep.
Basically, long story short, he sent IG came around, and I was able to, on the lamb, one attack from him. He blazed, killed two Weequays.
Okay.
But basically, with his full blaze attack,
yeah,
he killed two Weequays.
Interesting.
My blaze attack, I came around the other way, and I killed three Weequays, gained initiative, and killed two, and killed another Weequay while my Weequays finished his IG off.
That's
what happened.
Yeah,
like, it was, I think it was closer than, like, I think it was fairly close. I think it was, actually, I think it was 40 to 34 or something.
So it was
real close. But yeah, like.
But you were just like, I had on the day.
But yeah, but my IG, or my Weequays killed his IG, and my IG killed all of his Weequays.
Yeah.
So I just won there. My second game, I actually played both the first two people of that Scott played. So the first one was Ryan. He actually beat me. I played a really risky thing. I ran up. I urgency double moved. We're playing on Uzgru. Double moved around to try and get Luke.
With Blaze.
Yeah, because I have Devious, so I have initiative. Take the step. He dodges. I do the next one, and I do like 7 damage to him. He takes initiative. Swings. Almost. He should have. This is one of those games where he should have killed him with deflection. But.
Oh, yeah.
But regardless, like. You know, and then I came around with IG, and I did all but 1 damage to him, and so I just kind of low rolled on him.
Yeah.
And then he just was able to cruise up through. Like, it ended up being 40 to 34 because I sat behind in the box there with the T blocking train, and you just couldn't get any good shots off.
Yeah.
Then the next game was who was the second opponent was. The UK
Daniel.
Okay, yeah, it's late. this one, he camped his Han Rangers. I camped my IG Weequay. We each had 14 cards, and then I just had to sit there and wait for last activation, first activation.
Yeah.
As soon as I hit it, he had his Rangers do something. Like we were kind of just killing things, but like my goal the whole time was get up in activations.
Yeah.
So like I would waste focus shots on smugglers because I just needed to get
yeah,
up in activations.
I totally get that.
Once I did that, I ran in. Like I shot from pretty far away on his I had actually Weequay shooting Han. He burned on the lamb. So once he burned on the lamb, I was like, okay, I have this now.
Yeah.
Ran up, killed a Weequay with a regular attack, blazed, killed Han and
you
another
Ranger.
Ranger. So Ranger, then Han, stepped back around. Next, start of the round, killed Hera, then another Ranger. So yeah. So and I played Celebration in there as well. So it was like Hera,
that's
two Rangers, and Han from a single like from an uninterrupted amount of attacks.
Okay.
So
is that it?
Yep.
Okay. So with that being the case. What are we going to see tomorrow at Worlds?
Way more Jabbas than you think.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I expected 0, so I know there's going to be probably 1.
I expected there to be tons of IG double pirates of some flavor, right?
Yeah.
And it does not seem like – it doesn't seem like that.
Yeah,
pirates are going to be there.
Pirates will be there.
Yeah, just far more scum than and far less Vader than I
yes.
think that we've been expecting,
yeah.
which is making me regret my choice of list.
Matt, again, what are you running tomorrow?
Han Rangers.
Okay, so and you're running the Brett Kelly variant with
– Yeah, the non-spy variant. I thought about the spies a lot, but I felt like that the – then unless you run into other spies, I feel like you just have more punch and you have more ability to adapt to what's happening on the map without your own spies. Like you have more options.
Yeah.
I will say I'm way more excited to come up against Weequays than Rangers.
Yeah.
And honestly, like if they don't have IG, like I think Luke's list is a good list, but I was pretty happy to be fighting it.
Because he's got all these figures who realistically, like, who's going to kill Vader?
Yeah.
Like, Weequays could kill Vader.
I mean,
but
I think it took him, the time he killed Vader, it took him probably 8 attacks.
Seeing that.
Yeah.
Because it was Weequays, it was, you know, Vader was in line to be bullied by Jabba. He spent 4 victory points just to get extra attacks with Jabba.
Did he have Rebel Care Package?
He only had C-3PO.
See, the problem with this is that if you've only got Jabba and C-3PO, I mean, it's still 2 focuses per round, but that's Jabba's giving you Gideon, right? But,
yeah.
like, for 3 more points.
Yeah, you lose some firepower.
I mean, he had a
yeah.
lot of the cards he needed. I mean, I played Intel Leak, and he had Assassinate tools for the job and on the lamb.
Yeah.
I got rid of on the land. But like he had a lot of card draw. And we talked about it, and he's still, I think, deciding on his list. But the recommendation that I made, I was like, hey, drop that Claudite for Hera or Greedo. Probably Hera.
Yeah. I think Greedo. I mean, because you need more fire. Like, if you've got Jabba, you need more firepower.
Right, but with two sets of Weequays and Onar.
Yeah, but, like, the problem is like, what happens when two Weequays? Like, because, so the whole premise of the IG Double Pirates is that I've got five figures that between them can remove pretty much all of your material, right?
Right.
Now, if you've got Double Pirates and Onar.
And Vinto.
Okay, yeah, but, like, those guys, one is Onar and Vinto can't blaze, right?
Sure.
And so they still can't get off as many attacks. I just think, like, I just think IG just brings so much more to the table than just two attacks per round.
Yeah, sure. I guess, in terms of Hera versus Greedo, I think Greedo's great.
Yep.
But I think there were a lot of times when if he'd been able to add a surge or add
good
a damage
point.
Or add accuracy,
yeah,
it would have made a big difference.
Yeah.
It would have made a difference between killing a figure and not killing a figure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I do think, I mean, for offensively speaking, like Greedo probably works better on his list.
Yeah. What were you going to say, JK?
I don't remember. Lots of spice. I saw
yes.
a lot of people running our Claudites.
More
people.
Yeah. What the heck is going on with
also
that?
Also a bummer for Matt.
Yeah. I know.
Well,
like, I don't know if we're just living in our
That's level. A bummer. That's a bummer for IG Double Pirates, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to see this.
I mean,
yeah.
IG Double Pirates, the last thing they want to see is a regular Claudite on the other side. Not the last thing, but that's not what they want to
see.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Like,
but,
yeah.
I mean, here's how I feel about it, though. Like, I'm not worried as the only Vader player.
Yeah, you're not
right
worried about it.
Because, so, Weequays are super. I killed so many Weequays by just getting barely out enough damage.
Yep.
Because 6-7 damage requires me to element a surprise with a jet and then get lucky.
Yeah.
6 damage, still the same thing, but I can get less lucky.
Yeah.
And Vader can take down a Weequay like nobody's business.
No, the odds of Vader not one-shotting a Weequay
right.
are almost zero.
And like there were plenty of times where I just thought, if you had Zillow, I would lose this game.
Yeah.
And you know, and honestly, I'm more worried about like the mirror match.
Yeah.
Not because I think it'll be harder, but just because of you people,
yeah.
I haven't had anyone to practice against who's running Vader.
Yeah, that's what Vassal's for.
I mean, yeah, but all the people I'm vassaling against are not running Vader.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Okay, so we're gonna see a lot of Jabba, which no one figured.
Right.
We're gonna see more spies, maybe. I still don't think that's the case.
We're gonna see maybe two or three other Vaders other than me. And to be
that's
fair,
not true. I still predict.
At
I mean,
least.
Out of 100 people, I still think there's probably gonna be 15 to 20 running.
So this is a percentage. After tonight, I think we're gonna see 70% Scum Hunter variation.
Wow, that's high.
And then 30% Vader Han.
That's interesting. Yeah,
I don't think Han will make it. I think there's so many. We are maybe a microcosm because everyone who isn't in our group, like our closer group, says Han's overrated, and I think that's BS.
Yeah.
But they say that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like I think people won't be playing Han Rangers because I think Han Rangers is a very high skill cap list, right? Like, and so you don't just pick up Han Rangers and like I'm going to take that to Worlds, right? Like, you know,
it would be apparently.
Yeah, you haven't. You've been playing it for a
yeah.
while, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the kind of thing like you can pick up. Like, it requires a
yeah.
lot of practice. You've got
to
have.
There's a higher skill. I mean, it's like Vader. You have to understand how it works.
Well, I mean, like, but even Vader, it's like Vader. You can understand what Vader does, right? Like,
yeah.
it's like you run Vader at targets. You want him in the middle, kill things. Whereas like Han, it's like. Han has got to be positioned in certain ways. And if you screw up any one of your four damage dealers' positions with Han Rangers, you're going to lose an attack. You're going to lose a suboptimal attack, right? Like something like that. And so Han Rangers just requires so much finesse.
Right.
And I
yeah.
just think...
Yeah. I think this was something I mentioned in the Slack a little while ago, which is that like I think that Uskru threw a lot of uncertainty into people.
So much.
And I think that the general consensus from the community was that like Weequays and IG came out ahead on Uskru. And the fact that we've all been playing IG and Scum Hunters for like that whole year where it was before Heart of the Empire.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So everyone has had all of this experience. And so I think it's felt very comfortable or very easy for people to say like, okay, I've got 2 weeks of practice. I know how to pilot this list.
Yep.
It doesn't require as much finesse as some of the other options that are available. And it seems to be just as competitive.
Yeah.
And so I think it makes sense as a very smart pick.
Yeah.
I will say this about Uskru. I think round 2, that's Vader's territory. Round 3, that's Han's territory and Ranger's territory.
Yeah.
I think the problem that Weequays and IG not, because IG has insane movement.
Yeah.
But Weequays, like, they don't have the movement to be doing things round 1. And if you're close up to a Weequay, like, yeah, it's not like a Ranger where they're losing their reroll.
Yeah.
But if you come in and can play it so that you kill the weak ways, which you can with Vader, you run in,
yep.
you make two attacks, you kill them both.
Yep.
Cool. Like, that's a big loss.
And if he loses a only two focus, which is how most of them are, if a two focus scum list loses two focused weak way pirates, it's very, very tough
right.
to come back.
I mean, I'd argue any list that's running Rebel Care Package,
uh-huh.
if you're losing a unit that's focused before it gets to attack, like, that's a really big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, and if you and what I one thing I noticed playing against Rangers, once you kill the support, the focus, those Rangers are useless.
Well,
two blue die for you got assassinate and tools, but
yeah.
like two blue die is such a worthless roll against anything.
Yeah, well, realistically, I would say that like the key to breaking the Han Rangers is you kill two Rangers, and that's pretty much it,
yeah.
right? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Once two Rangers go down,
you can afford to lose one Ranger, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's the difficulty with Han Rangers is that you can't really afford to trade plastic in the same way that the other two,
yeah.
the other archetypes.
If you've
can.
Killed
yep.
two Jets though, and Vader's within five of death, I think you're okay losing
yeah.
two Rangers.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously dependent on how
but
much.
But if Vader has two damage, even if they've lost three Jets, you're pretty screwed at that point.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing going the other way with IG scum is like if someone kills two weak ways and IG is. And like if someone's in my grill and
yeah.
I have IG that's full health and someone's killed two weak ways, I'm like,
that's okay.
Welcome to my world, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well,
I mean, there's still issues, of course.
Well,
but.
And one thing that I think is really important too, the Vader versus IG, because I think people are like, Vader destroys IG. People are like, IG destroys Vader in like three attacks. It's like, yes, both of those things are true.
They kill each other.
It, all that matters is who comes in first.
Yes,
because
it's about the tempo.
Vader
yeah.
can hypothetically kill IG in one activation if he gets lucky.
Yeah.
He probably won't, but if he can force choke beforehand,
yeah.
he can at least put him so that you Blaze of Glory, you'll kill Vader, and then you'll die,
yeah.
so it'll be a one-point swing for you.
But the thing is, if that's the trade, if I lose Blaze and IG for Vader, if I'm a scum player, I'll take that trade any day, right? Because
sure.
Because double pirates with all the focus in the world.
Against Jets,
those Jets
right.
are just going to have a lot. They're not going to have a good time, especially
that's
when the Lamb is still
That's out. True, that's true. I think, yeah.
Okay, so... What were we going to say, JK?
Nope.
So with that being the case, so we're going to see, I mean, we literally have no idea like what the
yeah.
broad meta is going to be like. We have a general idea as to what the good players are going to be running, right? Just because most of them have kind of tipped their hand,
yes.
unfortunately.
Because we know what we're running on. At least you know what Kenny's running.
Yeah, you know what I'm running. Mm-hmm. I posted my list literally on the Slack, so you want to text
yeah,
me.
We're
kind of
stupid. I'm stupid. I post my list and my command card deck.
I didn't do
all the public.
Well, yours is like Unshakable Vader,
yeah.
you know, right? Like
right.
You
mine's
know.
Hunter.
Right, but
yeah,
people
exactly.
people
yeah.
don't know that you're running like Intelligently.
Sometimes.
Until you see cross training on the board.
Yeah.
Why'd someone who was like playing against Strategic Shift with my list? And I was like, I don't have that.
That's right.
And I was like, but you can play like I do.
Yeah. I don't have, I mean, like, people aren't going to tech to. I'd like to be
that's,
us,
that's
right
why
now.
I was suggesting maybe even running the cross training on Riots with no spy cards.
Well, that's
just
interesting.
For like the mind games.
Yeah,
right.
But
an Intelligence League is too good not to
yeah,
run.
That's
for
true.
One.
Yeah,
it's
true.
And I lost Brace for Impact, which I miss it, but also like
gosh,
when I make you get rid of On the Lamb or Assassinate, I'm like, I don't miss. Because like, yeah, Brace for Impact, maybe it blocks an Assassinate with three damage.
Sure.
Maybe it blocks tools for the job.
Yeah.
But Intel League definitely blocks it.
Yeah, I love. Gosh, Intelligence League is
yeah.
such a great card. Okay, so we don't know what the meta is going to be. We have a general idea as to what other people are going to be running. What is going to be the – what's going to be the breakout thing we're going to see tomorrow? What do you think? JK, what do you think?
Breakout.
Like, what's the thing with that it's going to do well tomorrow that none of us saw coming?
I mean, I don't – I will say I don't think it's going to.
Really?
I think exactly what we expect is going to happen is
okay.
going to happen.
Okay.
Like, I think people bringing in, you know, Jabba and stuff like that. I mean, that being said, like, the UK, like, you know, UK champ is running Jabba. Like, yeah, like I think there's a chance for it to do something. But I'm sticking with guns and saying
yeah.
I don't think
– I don't think
we know what's going
to – I don't think scum hunters work without IG. I think you require – I think you need a strong centralized figure. So because if you can focus on the weak ways,
yeah.
it goes down.
I would say – I don't think it's that they need IG, like, in – the way that like rebels kind of need Han,
yep.
right? I wouldn't say that because you still got the capacity to put out a lot of damage. But the thing is, like, IG is so good, right? Like, why wouldn't you bring him,
right?
right? Like, he already overlaps all these great
Would
standards.
You rather have two elite Rangers than Han? Like, if they cost 10,
uh-huh.
would you rather have two of
No.
No, so the Rangers run into trouble with more than one because there's just not enough focus to go around.
That's fair.
Like, they are real powerhouses with Hunter cards and with
focus.
With focus,
focus.
Yeah.
And
the hide sort of train, you get that rolling.
Yeah.
And I've tried the Double Rangers before. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But the problem that you run into is they just don't, like...
They don't hit hard enough.
Yeah, the second group just doesn't have the same amount of punch.
Also,
yeah.
Matt, I'm going to give you some crap right now. The first guy, the Ryan guy we played against, who hasn't played competitively in a year, never once forgot to hide his Rangers
them. It's a chronic problem. I've gotten much better on
it. I'm going to just yell tomorrow, like, across the field.
Matt, hide your stuff!
Matt, don't forget to hide. Okay, Matt, what's going to be the breakout thing we see tomorrow?
So, I actually think that Kenny's box has a lot of opportunity to surprise people.
Yeah.
Because I think that even though you've been pretty open and pretty public with talking about it, I haven't seen a ton of people talking about it. I've seen a couple of people talking about it and picking it up.
Yeah.
But it genuinely has some like finesse and some tricks that are hard to anticipate and deal with, even if you know that they're coming.
Yeah.
Particularly on the current map rotation.
Yep.
And I think
Ustru is.
Ustru is just like. I played Kenny twice tonight. I came all the way to Minnesota to play Kenny. I genuinely was like, I just sort of looked at the map and I'm like, well, I don't have a lot of options because no matter where I position, Kenny has the opportunity to gain the upper hand. So I think that I think that Kenny has a pretty solid pathway depending on who he runs into, depending on how flexible those players are, and depending on some of the map matchups. But I genuinely think that the surprise factor of that list can carry it much further than anyone's giving it credit for.
We'll see. I mean, obviously I hope that, but realistically I'm here to take butt and chew bubble gum. I'm all out of gum. So, all right. So I think the breakout thing is, I think apparently it's going to be Jedi Knight Luke. I mean, I think maybe some people are going to be running him.
I wouldn't be surprised. I will say we'll see one of them in top 16.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought a month ago we'd have seen a Jedi Knight Luke in the top 16. And if we have a Jedi Knight Luke in the top 16, I will be impressed.
I'll be impressed because that means that player is really good.
And there's that.
Yeah, I have some severe questions about it, partially just because I feel like both Luke and Han really need that like 8 activation thing.
Yep.
Like so that they can go at the end of the round.
Yep.
And if you're running Luke, then you have to be cutting something else.
Rebel High Command.
I feel like that hurts.
Yeah.
Like
I agree.
Like that hurts Rangers. Like and it's one of the reasons why I've settled on like why I prefer Han Rangers over Luke and Rangers.
Yeah.
Is because part of the strength of that is just having such a strong opening salvo from having all those cards in your hand.
I agree.
And losing Rebel High Command in order to afford Luke is tough.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I don't think Luke is defensible enough. I think Luke goes down. He doesn't have On the Lamb.
Nope.
He doesn't have access to the cards. His attacks actually aren't that good.
He doesn't have the same like soft deflection / hey, don't attack me that Han does.
Yes.
Because,
I mean, his deflection is just not enough.
Yeah, Han has this whole thing going on with On the Lamb, where you have to look at him real hard before you decide if you even want to attack him between the return fire and On the Lamb.
And also he's got tools for the job, right? Like he can do all these things that
he has shenanigans, and like Luke has Son of Skywalker.
Yeah.
But you're used to playing around that because you're used to playing around Blaze.
And you can always tell when they have it.
Yeah.
Son of Skywalker is really good, but it's also a thing where I'm tired of losing my train of thought. It doesn't change what you actually do in terms of interacting with Luke.
Yeah.
Like if you're up against Luke, it's sort of see Luke, you shoot Luke,
yep,
because there's no penalty for shooting at him.
Yep. He can't On the Lamb.
He can't On the
Lamb.
He
just can dodge. And if you're a hunter, he'll just eat Luke alive, right? Like that's the problem.
Cool. He'll make you reroll your dodge.
Yep.
And then I'll assassinate you and all these shenanigans.
I think that's like the one tier two figure that we never talk about. That if I were to be a gambling man, it's like, what's a tier two figure that you're going to see? I'd be like, that.
Right.
Maybe Dracaw. I think people are actually also going to run Dracaw.
I saw a lot of Dracaw.
Yeah. I think the fact that you said tier two unit there, you have a tier two unit leading your list. You can't do that. You can't. IG, Vader, Lou, or Han, all tier one units that are leading the list.
I don't know. World champion Paul Heber says the Jedi Knight Luke
is
better.
That's true.
So it may just be
sure.
None of us
and
know.
And
how
I hate to sin
also,
like this, but I think Paul Heber is wrong.
Whoa.
Here, I have a random question.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a pure trooper swarm in top 16?
Like, what do you mean when you say pure? Like the double
like
double?
Double double with some variation.
I think Eric from Twin Troopers is going to be running it, and he's a dang good player. So
I guess like it comes down to like, yeah, I mean, if you're a good player, you could make, you know, anything work.
Yeah.
If you get the right matchups.
I think that if Scum is as saturated as we think it is, I think the double-double rises in stock. I think the double-double, so it runs into a bit of trouble because it can get sniped out and like weak plays and kill stuff. But if you're cycling
and Vader will tear through it, like nothing.
Yeah, I think it struggles against Vader, but I think that on certain maps and certain matchups, it can contest for points, which is really the only weakness that Scum has right now,
yeah,
is an ability to play for points
good
in
point.
The same way.
Good point.
Okay,
Scott, what's your idea for the breakout, and then we'll close this out.
What's
something you think that you wouldn't have expected that you think is going to do well tomorrow?
I don't... Honestly...
Nothing.
Like, I think Han Rangers and Scum Hunters, because as much as I want to win Worlds, as much as I want my fellow Imperial players to win Worlds, if I had to say in my honest heart of hearts, like, I think Scum Hunters are going to win this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to do everything in my power to prevent that and get glory for the Empire.
That's right.
So,
and you've got a good matchup against them.
Yeah, and you've
Scott,
got...
You might be able to say that nothing can stop that now.
Oh,
the implications of that.
I'm actually not that sad if IG Pirates wins, because I feel like the meta has just, like, been in such a constant churn.
Yeah.
Right.
That, like, I'm not... It doesn't bother me that bad if, like, oh, Hunters are still good.
Right.
It's like, okay,
they're still good,
fine.
Right.
I think it bothers me because we need justice for the Rebellion
well,
at some point.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, I'm just really hoping someone says, oh, Vader, I'm not scared of him, and I'll be like, well, then you'll die braver than most. but yeah, I think... Honestly, I think the top 16 is going to be at least 8 Scum Hunters.
I don't disagree with that.
2 to 3 Vaders and the rest Han.
I don't disagree with that.
I said something completely different last week, but yeah, I think that's where we are.
I think that is as well.
Cool. So I'm right, and I win.
Okay.
I win tonight's podcast.
Wait, never mind.
All right, we take
way to call that the night before and put it on the internet.
After seeing everything that's happened tonight.
No. I win the podcast.
There you go.
I was the right prediction. We'll see who wins in prediction.
Okay.
Guys, we are so glad to be here at Worlds. We're going to have a ton of fun tomorrow. Thank you for taking time to listen to our very late night ramblings. We hope that everyone just has the best luck tomorrow. And make sure to follow up with us if you're our opponent. If we don't give you a Gideon alt art, yell at us, because you are owed it for putting up with our shenanigans. But
hey,
anyway.
Hey, Kenny.
Huh?
Give me a Gideon alt art.
Oh, all right. I will give you a Gideon.
Give me tokens.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't have one. Anyway. Join us on the Slack channel, and also join us on the Slack channel. Send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com, and then when you get the invite, immediately go to the #worlds channel, because that's where we're all going to be posting how we're doing.
Yep.
So do that. Support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/zionsfinest. Everyone, we love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.